是很特别的一周。
So this is a special week.
九月份呢，我们接下来两个礼拜将请到徐长老和朱长老来我们教会跟我们分享神的话。
During September, we have invited Elder Chu and Elder Xu to preach among us.
所以呢，下两个礼拜就是请了用中文讲道的传道人来跟弟兄姐妹们分享神的话语。
So in the next 2 weeks, we will have Chinese preaching.
也就是说，今天我可以用英文讲道。
What that implies is I could be preaching in English today.
我已经快要忘记怎么用英文讲道了。
I have almost forgotten about that.
我很高兴今天能够用英文跟弟兄姐妹们分享神的话。
So very glad to be sharing in English with brothers and sisters.
So I'm very excited today.
今天很高兴。
I hope you are too.
希望你们大家也是。
Okay, let us turn our Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 5.
我们一起把圣经翻到提摩太前书的第五章里。
The passage today will be from verse 17 through to 25.
我们今天阅读是第五章第十七节到二十五节。
Let's start with a word of prayer.
我们一起来做一个祷告。
Father, we come before you and we want to praise you.
亲爱的天父，我们来到你的面前，我们要赞美你。
You are our God, you are our Savior.
你是我们的主，你是我们的救主。
You are the Creator and you are all powerful.
你也是那创造万物的全能的主。
Yet you are also our Heavenly Father who loves us.
但你也是那爱我们的天父。
In your infinite wisdom, you showed your love to us.
在你用无限的智慧来把你的爱带给我们。
Before we even know of you, you send your Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins.
在我们还不认识你的时候，你就让你的独生子在十字架上为我们舍命。
And in this, we come to know of your love.
因此，你的爱就显明在给我们了。
As we gather together this morning, Lord, we want to say we love you.
我们今天聚集在这里的时候，我们要跟主你说我们爱你。
May you speak to us.
求主你亲自和我们说话。
May your word nourish us.
求你用你的话语来滋润我们。
And may you alone receive all the glory.
求我们让所有的荣耀都归给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
因主耶稣基督的名我们这样祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So today is the second part.Of the message that I started last time.
今天是我们继续上一次讲到题目的第二部分。
And I titled the sermon for this passage to be "Elders in the Church is a Match."
我给这次讲道起的名这个主题是长老和教会是一对儿。
And why are the elders in the church a match?
为什么说长老和教会是一对呢
？Because it is.A match that God had brought together.
这是因为长老和教会是神成就的一对。
One thing that is very important for all of us to recognize and understand.
对于我们来说，有一件事情是我们都要注意到的。
It is, of course, God's will for us on earth.
当然，这是神在给我们属世在世上的人的他的他的一个计划。
We need to know who Jesus Christ is to us.
我们需要知道耶稣基督对我们的意义是什么。
He is our Lord and Savior.
他是我们的主，他是我们生命也是我们的救主。
He is the one who redeemed us from our sins.
他为我们赎罪。
And he is the one who gives us life.
他也赐给我们新的生命。
But we also need to understand that when God saved us through Christ,
但我们需要知道的就是当神赐耶稣来拯救我们的时候
His will is for us to become a part of his body.
他是想要我们成为他身体的一个部分。
God's will for us is never to be a lone Christian.
神从来没有想要我们成为一个孤单的基督徒。
He places us in his body together with all the believers.
他将我们放在一群信主的人当中。
The scripture is very clear that God calls his children also his sheep.
在圣经里也非常明确地指出信主的人是神的羔羊。
The sheep always lives in a herd. You never see a lone sheep.
那 羊一般都是成群结队的，他们不啊、一般都不会啊、孤单。
And this is the picture of the church that God wants us to know.
这也是神在关于教会的时讲到教会的时候要给我们的一个画面。
And this is the word of God that gives us the instruction to say we need to belong to a church and be part of a body.
所以神也是这样教导我们的，我们需要属于一个教会，我们需要属于一群信主的人。
You have maybe noticed,
也许注意到了,
that in the recent months that both Alex and I have spent many messages explaining and expressing this truth from God's word to you.
你也许注意到了，在最近的几个月里，Alex 跟我都用都用这一段圣经来讲关于教会的这些教导。
Because it is second to our knowledge of our salvation.
因为除了我们的救恩之外，这是非常重要的信息。
Yet today, many believers do not have a proper understanding about God's will for how the church needs to be.
但是有很多基督徒关于神在教会的教导上，他们的理解都不是很全面。
The church is an institution established by God on earth.
教会是神所建在世上建立的。
The church is the purpose of God on earth to show forth His glory.
为了要神在地上完成他的旨意，是要通过教会来完成。
The church is the collection of believers.
教会就是所有信徒的群体。
When we gather as the church of God,
当我们在一起以神的教会来聚集的时候。
Not only on Sundays, but in our individual daily lives.
不光是在主日的时候聚会，也是平时我们在日常生活当中。
But together as the body of believers, we need to be able to bring glory to God.
作为神的信神的信徒的群体，我们需要把荣耀带给神。
God, in His infinite wisdom, chose us to be the means, the channel in which the world may come to know him.
在神的智慧当中，他选择通过我们教会的方式，能够把神的旨意带给全世界。
So how we live as the church of God is of utmost importance.
所以我们在教会的如何生活在神的旨意当中是非常重要的。
We are the testimony of God and of his salvation here on earth.
神的救恩，我们对于神的救恩来说是做了一个见证。
God brings those who he calls as elders and pastors into the church.
神把他所称为长老还有牧师的人带到教会当中。
They are to be leaders, they are to be shepherds.
他们是作为教会的领导，作为教会的来牧养教会的工作。
But there is no such thing as a pastor without a church.
但是如果没有教会的话，是没有所谓牧师的概念的。
没有一个牧师是可以没有教会的，没有一个牧人是可以没有教会牧养的。Likewise, there's no such thing as a church without a shepherd.
同样没有也没有一个就是缺少了一个教会的牧师。
一个没有牧人的教会不称。一个没有牧人的教会不叫做教会。Okay, and it's a little confusing. So let me say that again, right? There is no pastor who is without a flock to shepherd.
如果没有一群需要管理的需要管理的教会，也就没有一个牧师。
一个牧人他不可能成为牧人，如果他没有一个他牧养的教会。Okay. Likewise, there is a church is not a church without a shepherd.
同样的，一个教会不可以缺少来牧养的人。
This is actually very important.
这是非常重要的。
In our schools today, especially in the universities.
特别是在我们的学校里尤其是大学当中。
There are a lot of very active fellowships that you get to attend.
有很多团契你可以参加。
People of similar age, of similar interest.
大家有同样的同样的年龄，还有同样的爱好。
Love to have Bible studies together. Love to fellowship together.
他们非常喜欢在一起查经，非常喜欢在一起有聚会。
Love to serve together and have fun together.
喜欢在一起服侍。
And because we are a gathering of Christians on campus,
因为我们在教会里是一群基督徒,
sometimes we have the false sense that that is all we need.
有的时候我们就觉得只要这样就可以满足了。
That life is so satisfying.
那样的团契生活是非常让人满足的。
So enjoyable.
非常让人有喜乐。
It's better than going to church.
好像我们不需要再去教会了。
All we need is to gather together as believers, right?
所以是不是就可以大家作为基督徒在一起聚集就可以了呢？
Why don't I just go to the fellowship meetings?
我们只要去参加团契就可以了，是吗？
Why do I need to find a church to be part of?
为什么我们还要再去寻找一个教会呢？
That is a false sense of what God wants for his children.
这是一个对于神对神心意的一个错误的理解。
Because it is true that there is a place for college campus ministry.
确实是的，我们在大学校园里面是需要一些校园团契。
But God's will for us as His children is to be a part of His church.
但是神的心意也是让神的儿女们成为教会的一个成员。
And the uniqueness about being part of a church is that you're part of a family.
作为教会的一个独特的地方是它是神的一个儿女的家庭。
Not only do you get to interact with your peers,
不光是和你的一些同伴能够有一些交流。
You learn to serve those who are younger than you are.
你也可以学会服侍那些甚至是比你还年轻的弟兄。
You learn to respect and serve those who are elderly.
你也可以学会尊敬并且服侍那些比你年长的人。
And more importantly, you know that you are secure in God's guidance of your life.
尤其也是你知道神会带领你神会赐给你一些属灵的智慧。
Because those God whom God has called to be shepherds are those who are caring for your souls.
因为在神交给教会负责牧养的人，他们是对你的属灵生活是负责的。
That's the place we need to be.
我们需要在那样的一个地方。
Likewise, sometimes as believers,
同样的作为信徒，
we enjoy community fellowships.
我们非常喜欢聚集在一起，能够有交通的时间。
Maybe we enjoy being part of a Christian book club.
我们也许会聚在一起看一些属灵的书籍。
Or maybe we enjoy being in a home Bible study.
也许我们喜欢聚集在某一个人的家中来研读圣经。
Aren't we all just loving God, reading His words?
我们难道不是在一起爱神，在一起学习他的话吗？
We are gathered together as a church.
我们在一起聚集是作为一个神的教会。
But that is a false sense of a church.
但是那是关于教会的一个错误的理解。
Yes, we enjoy being together with these friends.
是的，我们喜欢跟这些朋友在一起。
But it is not the church of Christ because there is no shepherd.
但是在这样的场合，它并不是神的教会，因为没有一个牧养的人在那里。
God, through the Holy Spirit, has called certain men out of his flock to be shepherds.
神用他的旨意呼召了一些人出来做牧养的工作。
And these shepherds need to be affirmed by the congregation that they are indeed called by God.
他们需要得到教会的承认，就是他们得到了神的呼召来牧养教会。
This is the beautiful relationship that God brings that he wants to see within the church.
这是神想要看到的在教会里面的一个美好的关系。
So let us not, that is why it's so important for us to understandWhat is God's will in the structure of the church?
所以我们尤其的需要来明白在教会的结构里面教会的肢体之间是一个什么样的关系。
And that is why when we see the passage today, we will see that what God wants us to see is a mutual relationship between the body of Christ, between the flock and the elder.
所以我们在今天的经文里面要看到的就是在教会的教会的 牧人还有跟教会的里面的信徒之间的关系。
There is a mutual provision.
所以有一个互相的供应。
The elders and pastors is called by God to provide for the congregation for the flock.
所以长老和牧师是受神呼召来来供应教会信徒的需要。
At the same time, God has called the church, God has called the brothers and sisters in the church as the flock to also provide for the elders and pastors.
同样的教会里面的弟兄姐妹也是受神的呼召，所以来为长老还有牧师提供物质上的供应。
There's a mutual provision.
所以这是一个相互供应的关系。
Then there's also a mutual accountability.
还有一点就是有相互监督的关系。
That God calls the elders and the pastors to be accountable or to be responsible for the lives and the growth of the church body.
所以神呼召牧师还有长老的作用是为了能够为教会弟兄姐妹的属灵来负责任。
But at the same time, God has called the brothers and sisters to hold the elders and the pastors accountable to the standard in which God has set for them as the leaders of the church.
同样的教会的弟兄姐妹们也需要用圣经的标准来衡量牧师的品格还有行为。
Then finally, we also see a mutual encouragement.
最后我们也看到他们有相互鼓励的作用。
That within the church, it is never a one-way communication.
所以在教会里不只是一个一方面单向的交通。
The elders and the pastors need to pass on the word of God to the people.
长老还有牧师需要向教会弟兄姐妹传递神的话语。
And the people at the same time need to take the same word and encourage the elders and pastors.
同样的教会的弟兄姐妹也要用神的话语来鼓励做牧养的弟兄。
Today, in terms of the structure of the church,
在今天的教会的结构当中
or organization,
或者是一个组织的构造
unfortunately, the prevalent structure is an unbiblical model.
在现在教会的结构当中有一些不符合圣经教导的一些层面。
Some churches,
有一些教会
or we understand church structure to be like this.
所以对于我们的理解，在教会的结构是这样的。
You have a pastor.
你有一个牧师。
Who is like the CEO and the president.
就好像是一个公司的公司的总监一样。
And then underneath the pastor, maybe there's a couple assistant pastors.
可能在那个牧师下面有几个助理的牧师。
And then underneath the assistant pastors, you have the group of deacons.
在这些助理牧师下又有一些执事们。
Who are like the managers.
就好像是经理一样。
And then underneath them, it is the body of believers and we're all just workers.
然后在他们下面就有所有的教会的成员，那他们就是同工们。
Like a pyramid.
这看起来像一个金字塔一样。
That's not the structure that God wants us to have in the church.
这不是神对于教会的心意。
There's another structure that we often see.
我们看见还有一个一个同样一个类似的结构。
Is that in the church at the top,
在那样的教会里面在最上层。
There's a group of men or men and women who are called the board.
在最上面有一群人一群弟兄姐妹是称作为教会的
board of trustees or board of directors 董事会
对作为教会的董事
会
教会的理事会
and these men and women within the board make up the ultimate authority in the church
那在教会里面这些董事会或者理事会的成员有做最后决定的权利。
They make all decisions in the church, including the employment of the pastor.
他们做教会里面所有最后的决定，包括去请哪一位牧师。
So you have the board.
所以你有一个理事会。
Then the pastor reports to the board.
然后牧师就就是要向董事会负责。
The pastor is still the president.
牧师还是像总统一样。
Just now he has to report to the board.
只不过他现在是要向理事会来汇报。
And then underneath, you still have a certain structure of management.
然后在牧师之下，还是有一个一层一层的经理的职位。
We see these type of structures in the churches.
我们在教会中看到很多这样的情形。
But these structures are not biblical structures.
但这些结构并不是符合圣经的教导的。
These are management structures that is being applied in the enterprises and in the company, the secular business companies and in government structures today.
这些其实是在属世的公司或者是政府的机构的一个运作的情形。
The biblical structure is very clear, and I hope, brothers and sisters, by now you have a clear picture.
那我想在属于圣经教导的这么一个教会结构，我想大家应该非常清楚了。
Number one, there's only one boss in the church.
第一，在教会里只有一个老板。
And the boss is not a man.
那这个老板并不是任何一个人。
Nor is it a group of men and women made up of a board.
也不是一个一群人组成的一个理事会。
The boss is Jesus Christ.
我们所说的教会的老板是耶稣基督。
He is our Lord. He is our Master. He is our God.
他是我们的生命的主宰。
And then within the church.
那在教会里面。
There will be a group of men
里面有一群弟兄
who have been called by God through the Holy Spirit and affirmed by the believers to be shepherds.
他们是得到了圣灵的呼召，得到了弟兄姐妹的承认，然后来做教导的工作。
To be elders.
作为长老。
And remember last time we mentioned the importance of a plurality of elders.
记得上次我们也提到过，长老是要超过一个人的。
These group of men are not in a higher position than the body of believers.
他们在教会里面的地位并不比每一个在教会中的成员要来得高。
Positionally, we are all the same.
在地位上我们大家都是一样的。
We are all brothers and sisters.
我们都是弟兄姐妹。
We are all disciples and followers of Jesus Christ.
我们都是耶稣基督的门徒。
But in terms of responsibilities, the elders are given the responsibility by God to lead and to care for His flock.
但是从责任上来讲，牧师和长老他们的责任是要来带领牧养教会。
And that is the structure we're going to strive for.
所以这就是我们想要能够。我们想要成为这样的一个运作模式。
Because that is the biblical structure.
因为这是符合圣经教导的。
That's the biblical organization.
是符合圣经教导的一个组织结构。
We don't want men's management.
我们不想要用人的方式来管理。
So brothers and sisters, we need to understand that.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们要理解这样的一个道理。
Each and every one of us need to recognize that I need to entrust my life under the care of a pastor.
我们需要明白的就是，我们需要把我们自己的生命交托给一个在教会里面做牧养工作的。
Because that is the great shepherd Jesus Christ desire for me to be cared for through a shepherd.
就是因为主耶稣他自己作为一个牧人，他希望我们也得到教会的牧养。
If you know anything about a sheep,
我不知道你是不是了解这一头羊。
Sheep has to be cared for by a shepherd.
每一只羊都需要得到牧人的照顾。
Have you ever met a sheep that doesn't have a shepherd?
你有没有遇到过一只羊，它没有牧人跟它在一起？
I'm not talking about Christians. I'm talking about the animal sheep.
我不是在讲基督徒，我只是讲那个动物。
Have you ever seen a wild sheep?
你有没有看见一只野羊呢？
Can a sheep live in the wild?
一只羊可不可以在它有野生的情形呢？
No.
应该是不会。
There can be sheep in the wild.
在旷野中是可以有羊的。
But those are lost sheep.
但那是一些迷了路的羊。
And you know that they're in constant danger.
你知道他们是常常会遇到危险的。
Sheep cannot find their own pasture.
羊是不会自己找到一片草地的。
They have no ability to find their own water source.
他们也没有本领去自己寻找水源。
They have no defense whatsoever against any predators.
他们也没有 本领去抵抗任何、就是像狼之类的动物。
And so there's a reason why God in the scripture compared to those he loves as sheep.
所以这也是、神为什么在圣经里面把他所爱的人比成是羊。
Because we all need a shepherd.
就是因为我们都需要一个牧人。
Who will care for us, who will provide for us, and who will protect us.
来照顾我们，来为我们提供、日用所需，来保护我们。
So we need to understand that.
所以我们需要明白这一点。
Okay, let's come to the scripture.
我们一起来看、一起来读圣经。
Verse 17 and 18.
我们一起来看第十七、十八节。
The elders who direct the affairs of the church well are worthy of double honor, especially those whose work is preaching and teaching. For the scripture says, Do not muzzle the ox while it is treading out the grain, and the worker deserves his wages.
第十七节，那善于管理教会的长老，当以为配受加倍的敬奉，那劳苦传道教导人的更当如此。因为经上说，牛在场上踹骨的时候，不可拢住他的嘴，又说工人得工价是应当的。
This is a picture of mutual provision.
这是一个互相、互相照顾的一个画面。
And this is not just simply words written in a book.
这不只是圣经里面所写的一段话而已。
This is the instruction of God to ultimately.Bring us into the satisfaction he wants us to experience.
这是神、为了能够让我们每个人都得到满足所要我们做的。
Before we go into these two、passages specifically, I want to point us to verse 21.
我想我们在仔细研读这两节圣经之前，我们一起再来看第二十一节。
Because in the entire passage 16 to 25, the key verse is verse 21.
因为在第十六到第二十五这段经节里面，它的中心是在第二十一节。
Paul says, I charge you, or these things that I'm charging you, I do so in the sight of God and Christ Jesus and the elect angels.To keep these instructions without partiality and to do nothing out of favoritism.
第二十一节说，我在神和基督耶稣并蒙拣选的天使面前嘱咐你，要遵守这些话，不可存成见，行事也不可有偏心。
The mutual provision, the mutual accountability, and the mutual encouragement that we must experience in the church is what God wants us to have.
所以神在教会里面对于我们的心意是让我们能体会到这样一个美好的互相供应的画面。
All of this is for the glory of God.
这些是为了让神得到荣耀。
Everything we do and everything we say must be because we are standing in the sight of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们所做的一切事都是我们在主耶稣在天父面前所做的。
Everything we do and everything we say must be for the sake of the fellow believers that we are worshiping together as the church.
我们所说的，我们所做的、都是为了要造就那些我们在一起敬拜神的弟兄姐妹。
The elect angels in verse 21 refers to believers.
在第二十一节里面所提到的拣选的天使指的就是、信主的人。
So our position before God and before Christ,
所以我们在、神还有在耶稣、基督耶稣之前的这个地位。
And out of our love and respect for our brothers and sisters,
因为出于爱、来爱我们的弟兄姐妹的时候。
These things must be the purpose and the motivation for us to follow the instruction of God.
所以我们听、这就是我们为什么要听神的嘱咐的原因。
And so in verse 17, God says, "For you who are elders and pastors."
所以在第十七节里面啊、那里提到说啊、对于你们，也就是说管理教会的长老们
，You must love and care the people of God.
你必须要爱来关怀啊、那些受神拣选的人。
You must feed them my word.
你必须用我的话来喂养他们。
You must encourage them with my words.
必须用我的话语来鼓励他们。
You must convict them of their sins through my words.
要在众人面前指责出他们指出他们的罪。
And not only should this just be a duty for you,
这不只是你应当做的。
You must labor or you must work hard in them.
你必须要为此而努力工作。
And when you do so, you will receive unspeakable joy and satisfaction.
所以当你这样做了以后你就会得到你所语言都没有办法形容的满足感。
Because this brings glory to God, and when we glorify God, it brings us satisfaction.
因为这是让神得到荣耀的。当我们当神如果使得神得到荣耀的时候，我们才会有满足感。
At the same time, God speaks to the church, to the believers.
同样神也对教会也就是对信徒们这样说
That as your pastor provides for your, spirit, for your spiritual life as they care for your soul
当这些长老们他们为你们的属灵而工作的时候
The scripture says you must consider them worthy of double honor
所以在圣经里面是说他们得到工价是理所应当的
What is the double honor?
加倍的敬奉，加倍的敬奉是什么呢
？Simply said, honor means respect.
简单的说，敬奉，意思，它的意思就是尊敬。
In the original Greek, the word honor carries two meanings.
在希腊原文里面讲到尊敬这个字是有两层的意思。
One simply is the respect that we must pay.That is due someone who deserves the respect.
第一层意思就是指对那些值得尊敬的人，我们应该尊敬他们。
But honor in the word in the original Greek actually also carry a second meaning. That is the payment that is due someone according to the person's work.
但是这个字在希腊文里面的第二层意思也是指得那个工人他工作以后应该得到的工价。
So for the Greek, when you give the proper payment to someone for the work rendered, then you are showing them respect.
所以在希腊文里面，当你按照工人所得的工价去让他们得到这个工价的时候，你就对他们表现了尊重。
And so when Paul here says they must receive double honor, it means both respect and also payment for the work that they produce.
所以当保罗这里提到加倍的敬奉的时候不单指的是对人的尊敬而且也是指的是他们应该长老们应当得到的工作。
And similarly, it should be just like the instruction for the elders.
同样的对于长老们他的主的托付也是一样的。
When we receive the spiritual blessing and the care from our pastors, we willingly give them respect from the depth of our hearts.
所以当一个教会的信徒得到长老们他们的教导的时候我们是从心里面对长老有尊敬还有感激。
And we are willing to offer them a wage or payment for their service.
我们也愿意让他们得到一个工价。
And when we do so, because it is God's will, we receive satisfaction.
所以当我们这样做的时候因为是神的旨意，所以我们心中就会有满足的感。
Whether it is the elders providing the spiritual care or the believers providing physical care,
不管是牧人去在属灵上面的工作，还是教会的弟兄姐妹在物质方面的供应
，We must do so out of our love and reverence to God.
这些都是因为我们爱神，所以我们心里愿意发出的。从心里发出的。
We must do so because we want to glorify God and we want to honor Him.
我们这样做是因为我们想要把荣耀带给神。
And through it, He will be the one who will bring us spiritual benefits and blessings.
通过神就会赐他属灵上面的祝福给我们。
I'm not going to go into details and specifics about applications of how to provide this double honor.
因为时间关系我就不会仔细的去讲这相互供应的例子了。
Because that's something that I will leave for the Holy Spirit to work in your hearts.
因为我想圣灵会亲自的来教导大家。
Paul did not go into specifics, so I don't need to go into specifics.
因为保罗没有仔细的去细谈这件事情，所以我也不这样做。
But the Word of God did not avoid the subjects.
但是在神的话语里面，他并没有逃避这个话题。
So I must faithfully provide those instructions to you as well.
所以我也要照圣经的教导来教导大家。
But the important thing is this, brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姐妹们，很重要的一点就是
God's design for this beautiful relationship within the church, one of it is this.
神对于在教会里面这样的一个美好的关系，他其中的一个教导是这样的。
That the church brothers and sisters are abundantly provided for because of the spiritual care and the soul care from their elders and pastors.
弟兄姐妹愿意在物质上面供应是因为他们在教会的长老和牧师那里得到了属灵方面的供应。
And that you see that the elders and pastors never treat their job as a job.
你也看到了，就是在教会的长老和牧师，他们从来不会把他们的职责当做一个工作而已。
That they labor and they work hard and they work exhaustively for the sake and for the good of those whom they love.
他们这样辛劳的原因是因为他们爱教会的弟兄姐妹们。
At the same time, when you see the church honor and provide for their pastors,
同样的，当你看到教会在各样方面来供应他们的牧师和长老的
时候， One thing we can be sure of is that that would be a church what God will bless.
我们就知道在这样的教会是受到神的祝福的。
Because we are living in accordance to His will.
因为我们是按照他的旨意来生活。
We are the most secure and most blessed when we walk in the center of God's will.
所以当我们把神的意愿放在我们生活中心的时候，我们就受神的祝福了。
The second mutual relationship we see within the church is in verses 19 and 20.
在第19到20节的时候，我们可以看见这在神的在这个教会里面相互关系里面的第二点。
It's a mutual accountability.
这是互相监督的一个职责。
And it's related to church discipline.
这是在教会里面的一个作为管教方面的例子。
Look at verse 19.
在第十九节里这样说。
Do not entertain an accusation against an elder unless it is brought by two or three witnesses.
这里说控告长老的臣子非有两三个见证就不要收。
Those who sin are to be rebuked publicly so that the others may take warning.
第二十节说犯罪的人当在众人面前责备他，叫其余的人也可以惧怕。
Now, do not entertain an accusation against the elders unless there are two or three witnesses. Doesn't mean do not bring accusations, right?
在第十九节里，他并不是说从来都不要去控告长老。
It says be careful when you bring accusation, but in other words, you do need to bring accusation if it's appropriate.
在第十九节，他的意思是说我们在控告长老的时候要非常的注意，但他并不是说我们永远都不要去控告长老。
First Timothy has given such high standard for those who serve God in the church as leaders.
在提摩太前书里面讲到，在教会里面做长老和牧师的这群人的时候，他的标准是非常高的。
Chapter 3, chapter 4, and now chapter 5 gives us those standards.
在第三章到第五章里面提到了做监督，在教会里做监督的他们的一些需要满足的条件。
Not only does it give these almost impossible standards,
这些条件看起来是很难满足的。
The scripture says the pastors and elders must be examples in them.
圣经里也说这些做监督的人在教会里面是要树榜样的。
And that is not for personal purposes.
这不是为了个人的原因。
It is for the sake of the glory and the holiness of God's church.
就是为了神的教会能够成为一个圣洁的教会。
It is for the glory of God himself.
就是为了神自己能够得到荣耀。
Who is to bring accusation against an elder pastor when is appropriate?
那在什么样的情况下可以能够就是有控告长老的橙子呢？
It is the believers.
是由信徒来做这件事的。
But of course, when we do so, we must be careful.
当然我们这样做的时候，我们要非常的当心。
We need to make sure that we have the facts.
我们需要确认他应该有各样的证据。
And that's why we need to make sure that is when it is only two or three has seen the same thing, there's validity to the accusation, otherwise we must be careful.
所以在这里讲到非有两三个见证就不要收，所以是要有确据的。
And this is not gossip among the people.
这不是在人群当中有非言流语。
This is finding people within the church who are responsible in dealing with an issue in the church that has dishonored the name of Christ.
这是说在教会里面有这样的人，他们让神的名得到了羞辱。
We need to maintain the purity and the holiness of the church of God.
我们需要在使得神的教会是圣洁的，是没有指责的。
Pastors and elders are not employees to the church.
长老还有牧师并不是教会的雇员。
They are servants of God.
他们是神的仆人。
They are pastors and shepherds to us.
对于我们来说，他们是做牧养工作。
But we have the responsibilities to hold them to the standard in which God called them to.
但是我们的职责就是我们要用圣经的标准，用神的标准来衡量他们的品格和行为。
We cannot easily consider an elder or pastor just like any of us or even unbelievers.
我们不能用甚至是一般信徒的标准来衡量牧师和长老。
Who doesn't make mistakes?
谁都会犯错误，对吗？
Who doesn't have some skeletons in their closet?
每个人的生活当中都有一些隐藏的秘密。
I certainly have them.
当然我自己也有。
I don't necessarily want others to expose me.
当然我不想让别人知道。
So I don't want to expose it to my pastor. I don't want to expose those things that pertain to my pastors.
所以我就如果牧师有这样的隐秘的话，我也不想把它公开。
After all, if I do so,and he's no longer the pastor, then we become a church without a pastor. That's not going to happen.
那如果我把这件事情指出了以后，我们的教会就没有牧师了，是吗？
And we have to go find another pastor.
那样我们就要再去寻找另外一个牧师。
That's a lot of work.
那要花很多的时间代价。
But there's still some good qualities in him.
他还有一些良好的品格。
He's still a pretty nice person.
他还是一个不错的人，是吗？
He comes and opens the door for the church on Sunday mornings.
他每天主日早上来打开教会的门。
There's still somebody preaching on the pulpit.
他还是照样的在讲台上讲道。
Programs and activities continue to happen.
教会还是照样的运作，有各种各样的。
Well, for the sake of that, let's just not think about the wrongdoings or the sins in the life of the pastors.
所以为了这一切，我们就可以跳过他所他的一些所犯的罪。
That's how men think.
所以就是人都会这样想。
When at a time an ex-president of the United States committed adultery,
所以当美国的一位前总统犯了奸淫的罪的时候，
You know how many times I've heard people say this?
你知道像这样的话我听了不知道多少遍了。
I elected the president to do a job.
我投票选这位总统，就是让他能够完成他做的事。
To see the economy thrive.
让他能够把经济弄得比较好。
And I've seen 8 years of thriving economy thanks to him.
那我看见的就是八年之内美国的经济都蒸蒸日上。
Of course, thriving economy means I'm making more money.
如果经济情况经济状况比较好，那我就会赚更多的钱。
I elected him to be the commander in chief.
我当时投他的票是让他作为军队的首领。
And he has kept my country safe.
那他使得我的国家一切都很平安。
So what if he has infidelity in his life?
那他犯一些奸淫的罪，这有关系吗？
So what if he's not faithful to his wife?
他对他的妻子不忠实。
Let's separate these two things.
我们能把这些事情分开来谈吗？
Let him do his job.
就让他继续做他的工作。
Let's not get involved in his personal life.
我们不要去太关心他个人的生活。
That can never happen in the church.
这在教会里面是行不通的。
Because we hold to the standard of God, the perfect standard.
因为我们的标准是神的标准，是完美的标准。
It is not for the sake of tearing down a person or people just waiting to see the pastor fall.
这不是我们就在等着牧师犯错误，或者专门等着去指责他的错误。
But it's because we hold God and His glory and His holiness above all else in the Church of Christ.
这是因为在教会里，在神耶稣基督的教会里，我们要运用他完美无缺的原则。
So, brothers and sisters, whether or not the glory of God is shown in our church is not only the responsibility of the pastor and elders.
所以神完美的标准在教会里能体现出来，并不是只是牧师的一个职责。
It is your responsibility as well.
这也是你们大家的一个职责。
It is because of your godliness in Christ.
这因为你们是因为每一个信徒都是属神的。
And it is because you love and care for your pastors and elders.
因为你们爱牧师，你们关心教会的牧师。
You're going to want to know what God's standard is for them.
所以你就需要知道对于牧师的圣经标准是什么。
So that out of wisdom and out of love.
所以出于神的智慧，因为神的爱的缘故。
You will be able to point out the wrongdoings and even sins in the lives of your pastor and elders.
所以你就会愿意去指出牧师的他生命中的罪。
Now your prayer, though,
但是你祷告
is that your pastors and elders will not fall into sin.
当然你要为了教会的牧师不会受到罪的诱惑犯罪而来祷告。
We're men.
我们都是人。
Just like anyone else.
就像所有的人一样。
We face temptations.
我们会受到各样的诱惑。
Just like anyone else.
就像所有的人一样。
We could become weak in our faith.
我们的灵命也会衰弱的时候
Just like anyone else.
就像在座的每一个人
But by God's grace,
但是因为神的怜悯
we cannot fall into sin.
我们就不会陷在罪中
And if we have sinned,
如果我们犯了罪
we must immediately ask the forgiveness of God.
我们必须立刻求主来饶恕我
So that his name
是这样神的名
is not brought to shame.
就不会受到就不会被玷污。
But this is the responsibilities of the believers.
但这是每一个信徒的职责。
This is your accountability for your pastor and for your elders.
这是为什么你要来监督教会里面的长老和牧师。
Now, this is also the reason why within the church, God's desire is to have a plurality of elders.
这也是为什么教会对于这也为什么神对于教会的旨意里面必须有超过一个的长老
，and not a single dictatorial type of elder，
而不是只有一个像独裁专政一样的一个长老。
Because again, we can uphold the holiness of the Church of Christ in this manner，
因为这样我们就可以保持神的教会它的圣洁。
We can mutually encourage each other。
我们可以相互的来鼓励。
We can have wisdom in ministering to one another.
我们在互相帮助的时候会充满了属天的智慧。
If someone in the leadership of the church has indeed done wrong or have sinned, there is an avenue for you to go, someone to disclose this.
所以在教会的领导层里面，如果有人犯了罪的话，你会有一个一样的方式来指出他们的罪。
And when those who sin,whose sins are affirmed, are verified, verse 20 tells us that they must be rebuked publicly.
所以在第20节里面说到，如果他们的罪是确实有证据的话，我们就要当众指出。
You know, typically in the church,
一般来说在教会里
there are times where people fall into sin.
是经常会有人犯罪的。
And there are opportunities for us to confront these sins.
我们也会有很多机会来指出这些罪。
But we do so privately.
但我们可以在私下里。
Because our purpose is to restore them.
因为我们的目的是要能够修补。
But you know, when you've been called by God, and when God has given you that responsibility to lead the church,
但是当你被神呼召来做这个教会的领导工作的时候，
your sin needs to be brought forth publicly.
所以你在那个时候，你的你的罪必须被人在当众指出来。
I thank God that we never have to experience that in our church.
我非常感谢神，在教会里面从来没有发生这样的事情。
And with extreme humility and carefulness, I ask for God's grace that we will never see such a thing happen in our church.
那么我谦卑的在神的面前祷告，像这样的事情永远也不会发生。
So this is the accountability of the congregation to those who lead them.
所以这是教会关于在做带领工作的弟兄上所要做的监督的工作。
It is not to maintain a reputation of this church, an earthly organization, but it is to maintain the glory and the holiness of God.
所以我们不是说要像在属世的环境里面，我们要保持公司的名誉，我们是要因为神的标准的缘故，所以要使神的教会成为圣洁。
Then how does the elder and pastors hold the congregation or the brothers and sisters accountable?
那作为牧师或者长老怎么样来监督教会的弟兄姐妹？
Verse 22 says, Do not be hasty in the laying on of hands and do not share in the sins of others. Keep yourselves pure.
在第二十二节里这样说给人行按手的礼不可急促，不要在别人的罪上有份，要保守自己清洁。
The laying on of hand carries symbolically a passing on of authority or approval.
在给人行按手的礼节，它代表的就是把这么一个就是 authority
一个认可，
就是对于
或权柄的一个传递，或者是对他们的这个事工的一种认可。
所以就是对权柄的传递还有对事工的认可。
This is the responsibility of the pastors and elders given by God.
所以这样的一个职责是神所赐的。
A pastor, yes, full of love and mercy and compassion.
作为一个牧师是充满了仁爱，还有充满了爱。
But a pastor is not Mr. Yes.
但是一个牧师他不是一个好好先生。
Just because some people want something, you said yes to them.
不能说因为有人要来求你做一件事情，所以你总是答应他。
Without any consideration of whether that something is right or wrong.
当然我们要考虑这件事情是对正确的还是错误的。
Without any wisdom to determine or discern whether the motivation is proper or improper.
我们需要知道这件事的出发点到底是为了什么。
Pastor, I want to get married. Please marry us.
牧师我很想要结婚，你能替我们证婚吗？
Is the church available November 11th so we can get married in the church?
那教会在11月的11号是不是可以用来证婚呢？
Sure, no problem.
当然可以，没问题。
Of course, come and use our church.
你可以来用我们的教会。
Oh, brothers and sisters will help you set up the wedding.
弟兄姐妹会帮助你来来这个。
I would love to bless you as the new couple.
来张罗这个教会，那我也愿意替你们祝福。
Is the person who's making the request even saved?
提出这个要求的这一位，他是不是已经成为基督徒了呢？
Is this brother or sister in the church marrying someone who is also a believer?
他所要结婚的对象是不是也是已经信主了呢？
Is the marriage are these two young people getting married with the full blessing of the parents or against their parents' will?
他们结婚这件事情有没有受到他们父母的祝福呢？
Are there sins in their life that they need to be dealt with?
他们生命中是不是有一些罪是需要提出来对付的？
Would this marriageGrow and thrive in the care of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们的婚姻会不会在神的在神里面成长起来呢？
The elders and the pastor has the responsibility to keep the brothers and sisters accountable with their lives.
所以牧师跟长老的职责就是要在这在各方面来监督 教会的弟兄姐妹。
Pastor, I love God.
是的，牧师，我很爱神。
This summer, I want to go to a short-term mission.
今年的暑假，我想要去参加一次短宣。
It's going to be 3 weeks.
大概有三个星期。
It's going to be teaching English.
我们会教英文。
It's going to be a lot of fun.
我们会非常喜欢这一次机会。
I need $5,000.
我需要五千块钱。
Can the church support me?
教会可以来支持我吗？
Praise the Lord, you're going to short-term mission.
好，真感谢主，你愿意参加短宣。
Absolutely.
当然可以，没问题。
I will bless you.
我会祝福你。
I will pray for you.
我会替你祷告。
I will send you out.
我会把你派出去。
But has this young person truly have a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ?
但是我们有没有去想看到这个年轻人他是不是真的对福音有了解呢？
Has the foundation of this person's faith been established?
他自己的信仰的核心是不是稳固呢？
Do they know what it means to have the life of Christ?
他们是不是明白有属神的新的生命是怎么回
事？ Do they understand what it means to sacrifice and offer our lives to Christ?
他们明不明白将把自己的生命献上因为主的缘故而献上是什么样的含义？
That is more important than sending a young person out to get an experience of a short-term mission.
这比派一个年轻人出去有短宣的经历要重要的多。
Has the parents, if they're in the church, been cared for in terms of the way to help their children?
那么这个年轻人他的父母在教会里有没有得到该有的照顾？
Do the parents know even how to approach this subject?
那他的父母知不知道这个话题呢？
Should the parents be supportive or should they provide some caution?
那这个这件事情得不得到父母的支持呢？
These are the responsibilities of your pastor and your elders.
这些都是长老还有牧师的职责之内。
Because God has given us the charge to care for the things that pertains to God's kingdom.
因为神把凡是属于天国的这些职责都交给了牧师和长老们。
Pastor, I want to be baptized.
牧师，我想要受洗。
All my friends are baptized.
我的朋友们都受洗。
They're all taking communion.
他们都在一起擘饼。
So I want to also.
那我也想参加。
Sure, you want to be baptized. Praise the Lord.
如果你想要受洗的话感谢神。
Come and take a few classes with me and you can be baptized.
你跟我来上几节课，我们就可以给你施施敬礼。
That is not responsible.
这是不负责任的。
And we have not kept you accountable.
因为我们没有对你有足够的监督。
Do you understand why you want to be baptized?
你明白要受敬礼的要受洗的道理吗
？What is the significance of being baptized?
受洗的意义是什么？你知道吗
？Have you been challenged in the way that you live?
在生活上你有没有接受做信徒的挑战呢
？You say that you believe in Jesus.
你说你信耶稣。
Are you his disciple?
你是他的门徒吗
？Are you following him?
你在跟随他吗
？Do you love him?
你爱主吗
Do you see your life changed because of him?
有没有因为爱主的缘故，你的生命得到改变呢
？Do you have sin in your life?
你的生命中有罪吗
？How are you dealing with your sin？
你有没有去处理你的罪呢
？And how is God dealing with your sin？
神是如何对付你的罪呢
？This is the accountability that your elder and your pastor must have for you。
所以这是你的长老和牧师对你应该所有的一些。
And this is what you should come to expect from your pastors and your elders。
你也应该知道在教会里。教会的牧师和长老对你应该有这样的监督。
This is the mutual accountability that God wants the body of believer and their pastors to have.
这是神对于神的肢体还有长老和牧师互相监督的一个要求。
This is a command.
这是一个命令。
Paul says, "I charge you."
保罗说，我这样吩咐你们。
And we do so because we need to stand before God and stand before Christ.
我们这样做，因为有一天我们在神面前。在他的面前要来回应他。
Verse
23, 第23节
sometimes is a confusing verse. Or, I'm sorry, yes, it's a confusing verse for people.
很多人觉得这一段经节比较难以理解。
It says, stop drinking only water, but use a little wine because of your stomach and because of your frequent illness.
这里说因为你胃口不清，屡次患病，所以不要照常喝水，可以稍微用酒。
Now some people take this verse and say that is why Bible says we should drink wine.
所以有些人就按照这节圣经说，这里是圣经说可以喝酒。
Apostle Paul says to Tim, don't just drink water, drink wine.
因为保罗对提摩太说不要喝水，要喝酒。
Let's all go home and just not drink water, drink wine.
所以我们大家都回家不喝水就喝酒。
I hope by now you have at least this level of appreciation.
所以我想至少我讲到现讲到这里，你对这节应该有一个基本的理解。
Have we been talking about anything that has to do with drinking wine?
在这段经文之前，我们是在讲喝酒的事吗？
No.
不是。
It has nothing to do with drinking or not drinking wine.
这里跟喝酒一点关系都没
有。So what's wrong with Paul?
所以保罗他到底有些什么样的问题？
He's writing to Timothy and the Holy Spirit moved at him to speak to us today.
所以他在写信给提摩太，然后神的圣灵在他心中动工，所以他就写了这段话。
And all of a sudden he's thinking about drinking wine and not water?
突然他就会想起来喝酒的事吗？
Okay. Brothers and sisters, why Paul is thinking about Timothy and the church?
弟兄姐妹们，这是为什么呢？是因为保罗在想到提摩太还想到教会。
He is thinking about the love and care a pastor must have for his church.
他想到的就是作为教会的牧养者对于教会所需要有的关心和爱护。
It's not just because Timothy has a weak constitution, which some people think, that he gets sick easily.
这不是只是说提摩太的身体不好，他经常生病。
When Paul is thinking about the church, he is thinking about the shepherd.
保罗在想到教会的时候，他就想到教会的牧人。
Or in other words, when God is thinking about his church, he is thinking about its shepherds.
换句话说，当神想到教会的时候，他也想到了教会的牧人。
Timothy has given himself in the labor of the work of the church.
提摩太为了神的教导，所以在教会上付出很大的努力。
Maybe he skips his meals.
也许他就吃饭的时候不是很规律。
Maybe he loses his sleeps.
也许他睡眠有问题。
Maybe he is completely exhausted, yet he continues to give what he can for the people of God.
也许他已经精疲力尽了，但他还是照样的为神做工。
And that when your body is weak, your immune system is compromised, you get sick easily.
所以当你身体很疲劳的时候，你的抵抗力下降，所以就会经常患病。
And during that time in the first century, water could get people sick.
那在第一世纪的那个时候，喝水是经常会让人生病的。
Because the source of water has not been treated.
因为水源没有经过处理。
And wine, after the fermentation, what you drink out of the wine bottle is actually more sanitary than you could draw from a well or from the river.
那相反的，那些酒因为发酵的缘故，所以酒反而比水源里面的水要干净。
What Paul is saying is, Timothy, take good care of yourself.
所以保罗对提摩太说，你要好好的照顾自己。
You need to have the physical strength and the health to continue to minister to God's people.
所以为了能够教导神的子民，你要照顾好自己。
Then we understand why this verse comes in right there in the middle of this passage.
所以我们这样就能够明白为什么这句话要在经文里这一段会出现。
Now this passage does not give us instruction to drink wine.
这一段经文并不是说我们可以随意的喝酒。
So I'm not going to spend time on it.
所以我就不会花更多的时间。
But I will say this.
但我要说的是，
It's clear also through this passage that the Bible does not speak against drinking wine.
我想说的就是在圣经里它也没有完全的反对人喝酒。
It is not a sin to drink wine.
喝酒并不是一个罪。
It is a sin to be drunk.
如果醉酒了，就是成为罪了。
If we come under the influence of the alcohol, then we are not pleasing to God.
那如果我们的意志完全受到酒精的控制，这就不讨神的喜悦。
But the fact that you have some alcohol in your mouth and you consume it, that in and of itself is not sin.
那对于喝酒这件事情并不是不符合神旨意。
But we do need to be clear that nowhere in the scripture does God also give us instruction to consume alcohol.
当然在圣经里面我们也没有看到神专门 对于喝酒这件事情来对我们有教导。
Okay, so let's conclude here. The last part about the mutual relationship, this beautiful relationship that God has shown us in this passage between the church and its pastors is this.
所以讲到最后一点，神在教会里面所给我们的一个关于关于牧师和教会的弟兄姐妹的一个美好的画面是这样的。
It is a mutual encouragement.
是一个互相鼓励的画面。
Verses 24 and 25 says, the sins of some men are obvious, reaching the place of judgment ahead of them, but the sins of others trail behind them. In the same way, good deeds are obvious, and even those that are not cannot be hidden.
第24跟25节这样说，有些人的罪是明显的，如同先到审判案前，有些人的罪是随后跟了去的，这样善行也有明显的，那不明显的也不能隐藏。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
and friends,
and 朋友们
the church is a place that talks about good.
所以在教会里面我们要讲到的是善行。
We need to talk about so-called good deeds.
我们要讲的是所谓的善行。
We need to talk about love and care and all these positive things.
我们要讲到的都是些正面的，比如说爱，比如说互相的关心。
After all, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11,It says to us,
是在以弗所书第二章第十一节是这样说的
that we are saved in Christ Jesus unto good works.
我们得到了拯救是为了行善。
So we need to encourage each other in doing the things that pertains to God.
所以当我们要按照神的教导来行各样的善事。
We need to encourage each other to live a life that is good, that brings glory to God.
我们要互相的鼓励来行善，这样能够使神的名得到荣耀。
But brothers and sisters, the church is also a place to talk about sin.
但是教会也是一个我们大家来谈罪的地方。
You know, if we only talk about good works, church is not the only place that talks about it.
大家知道，如果我们只是谈行善的话，教会也不是唯一可以谈行善的地方。
You can get encouragement from others to do good outside the church.
你在教会外面 也可以得到各样关于行善的鼓励。
Save the planet.
拯救整个我们的这一次地球。
Save the forest.
拯救我们的森林。
Recycle.
我们要来回收废物。
Fight for the weak in the society.
我们要为那些弱势的人群 来帮助他们。
Fight for the women's rights.
我们要为妇女的权利而。
Fight for the minority rights.
为少数民族的权益而
provide for the nations and the people of the nations in the world who are in need.
我们要为了世界上那些有需要的人来努力。
We don't need to hear this in the church.
在教会里不光是在教会我们听到这样的信息。
Because everywhere else talks about it.
在其他地方我们也听到这样的信息。
But what we do need to talk about in the church that we hear from nowhere else is sin.
但是除了教会以外，我们听不到的信息是关于罪的。
Because the people of this world sweep sin underneath the rug.
因为这世上的人，他们把罪都隐藏起来了。
Everyone try to do good in the hope that it will outweigh the sins in their lives.
大家都是说要行善，他们希望这样就能够不要去看那些所谓罪的问题。
But brothers and sisters, the mutual encouragement we must have in the church is this.
但是弟兄姐妹们，我们关于互相鼓励的这么一件事是这样的。
We need to know God.
我们需要认识神。
We need to do the things that gives that brings glory to God.
我们需要使得他的名得到荣耀。
When we do good deeds, some are obvious for people to see.
我们行善的时候，有些是明显的。
We need others to see.
我们也需要大家看见。
But even the good deeds that we do in secret, eventually it will be known.
但即使是我们在暗地里所行善的，将来也有一天会显现出来。
We are not in the business of advertising how good we are.
我们不是要向大家来打广告说我们自己很好。
Whether something is obvious or something is hidden, we do it to the Lord.
不管是明显的还是隐藏的，我们都是做给神。
And the promise of God is that He will know.
神给我们的应许是他会了解。
If it's obvious, people give praise to God.
如果明显的话，人会因为这件事情来赞美神。
But even those that are not obvious, eventually they will not be hidden.
但即使是那些隐藏的，将来也有一天不能隐藏。
At the same time, when there's sin that is obvious,
同样的，如果有一些罪是不能隐藏的，
We need to learn to confront those sins.
我们要去面对这些罪。
We need to do so in love.
我们需要用爱的方式来面对。
We need to do so for the purpose of a restoration.
我们是为了要能够恢复这个弟兄来这样做。
We need to do so with grace and mercy.
我们要有一个怜悯，还有一个恩慈的方式。
And we need to do so with a heart of forgiveness.
我们也要有一颗原谅人的心。
But even if there are things in among us that are hidden sins,
即使是在我们当中有一些罪是不明显的、隐藏的
，we must not ignore them.
我们也不能忽略。
Because God is the ultimate judge.
因为神是最终的裁判。
And any one of our sins will reach before the judge.
那我们所犯的罪都会来到这一个裁判面前。
Some judgment comes ahead, some trails.
有一些审判是先来到的，有一些罪是随后跟去的。
We have a need to bring ourselves before God.
我们需要把自己带到神的面前。
Confess of our sins.
承认我们的罪。
Now ask for forgiveness.
求神饶恕。
Because God is good and faithful, and He will forgive us of our sins.
因为神是信实的，是仁爱的，他会饶恕我们的罪。
When we are in sin,
当我们犯罪的时候
，there is at times a place for us to confess our sins to one another.
我们是有机会来向别人承认自己的罪。
And we need to understand how we minister to our brothers and sisters.When sin is brought to our attention,
我们需要知道当如果有弟兄姐妹承认他自己的罪的时候，我们应该如何面对这件事。
We need to learn to accept.
我们要学会接受。
We need to have grace.
需要有恩典的心态。
We need to have mercy.
我们需要有怜悯的心态。
It's the same way that God treated us.
这就是神也是这样对付我们的。
The reason why we pray the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our debt as we have forgiven our debtors.
当我们在做祷告的时候，我们说求神饶恕我们，求我们能够原谅别人，就像神饶恕我们。
Because the reason we can forgive and the reason we can be forgiven is because Christ has already forgiven us.
我们能够饶恕人或者被饶恕，原因是因为耶稣他已经饶恕我们了。
If the church is not a place where we can expose our sins,
如果我们在教会里面不能来显现我们的罪的话
but more importantly, not expose them, but to have our sins forgiven.
更重要的是在教会里面如果我们不能使罪得到饶恕的话
then there's nowhere else in this world where we can deal with our sins.
那在这个世界上就没有任何一个其他的地方来让我们对付罪了。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know this.
所以我们弟兄姐妹，我们需要明白这件事。
But it's not for the person, remember?
但这并不是为了那个犯罪。
It's not just for the person.
并不是为了人。
And it's not for myself.
也不是为了我自己。
It's for the glory of God.
是为了神的荣耀。
Because we stand before God, and we stand before Christ, and we stand before the elect angels.
因为我们站在神站在耶稣还有站在这些信徒的面前。
This is what the church of God is, and this is what the church of God should be like.
这是神的教会所应该成为的一个形象。
Mutual provision.
相互的提供。
Mutual accountability.
互相的监督。
Mutual encouragement.
相互的鼓励。
And all of us looking to Christ.
所以我们大家都放眼在主耶稣身上。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
求主他的怜悯临到我们。
And may we be a church and a body that brings Him glory and honor.
让我们成为一个教会的肢体，能够把荣耀带给神。
Let us close with a word of prayer.
我们一起来做结束的祷告。
Father, we thank you for this morning.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你今天的早
晨。Lord, we are delighted to come into your house.
我们来到你的家中非常的喜悦
Because we see your glory
因为我们看到了你的荣耀
And we cannot help but give praise and thanks
我们也把赞美归在你的身上
We are not deserving of you
我们不配你
But you have already loved us
但是你已经爱了我们
Help us to love you more
帮助我们能够更多的爱你
Teach us so that we may know how to provide for one another
教导我们能够相互的供应
That even when we sow spiritually, we can reap physically.
即使我们在属灵上非常的软弱的时候，我们也能够能够有收获。
And through our mutual provision, we can find your full abundant blessing in our own lives.
在我们互相提供的供应的时候，我们可以从你那里汲取到属灵的智慧。
May we learn to hold each other accountable.
我们要学会相互的监督。
But accountable not to ourselves, but to our Lord Jesus Christ.
并不只是为了自己的好处，而是为了主耶稣你。
And may we recognize the need to accept one another and encourage one another.
求主你让我们明白我们相互接受相互鼓励的职责。
That we can have a mutual encouragement within the church body.
我们可以在主你的肢体里互相鼓励。
That we learn to humble ourselves before you first, and we can humble ourselves before one another.
我们可以在你面前谦卑自己，在众人面前谦卑自己。
Through the dealing of our sins and through the spurring on of good works, may you receive the glory within the church.
通过对付我们的罪通过各样的善事，能够使荣耀你的名得到荣耀。
This is your church.
这就是你的教会。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, be our great shepherd.
我们的主耶稣是我们的好牧人。
You are our Lord and you are our Master.
你是我们生命的主宰。
Let us all follow you.
我们一起来跟随你。
And may our lives be nourished.
我们的生命能够得到喂养。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.